Well, welcome back. I think probably were you just about all here 2 weeks ago? Was anyone not here 2 weeks ago when we did the last career session? Oh, some new people, right, okay. Well, for those of you who I haven't met, my name's Carol MacDonald, and I'm one of the advisors in the science and engineering team from the Career Service here at Edinburgh. And I'm really pleased to be able to come along and do the second career session with you. It is quite different from the last one. I hope it's going to be a bit of fun, and I hope it's really going to get you thinking in a bit of a different way, and you'll see what I mean. In case you were wondering about the sort of blank handouts at the front, there is a purpose to those, and it will become more evident as we work through. It's great to be able to use this lecture slot, and thankfully it worked well. I believe Steve Reynolds is in Germany today and wasn't going to be able to make it, so it's good to be able to pinch his slot. Okay. The last session, we looked at some of the opportunities, what you can actually do as a graduate from the School of Informatics. So it's really to give a kind of broad overview of some of the opportunities out there. So we looked a bit at the graduate labour market and some of the things that informatics graduates have gone on to do in the past. There was a handout covering some of that, and I brought along spare copies that I'll put at the end in case anyone missed it. But hopefully it maybe got you thinking about some of the types of things you could do, whether you want to use your degree directly, whether you want to do something completely different, whether you might want to do postgrad study. I wouldn't expect you to make any decisions, but maybe you were just able to mull that over in your mind a bit. We looked at some job adverts, trying to sort of flag up some real life situations, and obviously spoke a bit about what kind of things you could do to gain experience or gain skills to develop your profile a bit more. However, this week, a bit of a different look. Is this? Okay. What I want to focus on this time is actually the career management process. So to think about what's actually involved in managing your career, how you can plan for the future. So focusing on where you want to be and how to get there, really. So the idea is, having looked at the range of options, it's now a case of thinking about how would you narrow that down? How would you take control of looking at that big picture and thinking about what potentially might be right for you, okay? Hi, welcome. There's some bits of paper at the front if you would like to pick them up. They're very blank, but they will make sense, hopefully. So we're wanting to look at what's involved in managing your career, how your personal outlook and values can influence your career choices, other factors involved in making career choices, and where to go from here. What I do want to stress is that this session is only a very brief introduction to the process of career planning or to career management. The other thing is, career decisions are not just made at one point in your life. It's something that you'll do continually throughout your working life. So I'm really trying to introduce a process I hope you start to feel happier about and more confident about, and that you will start to use all the way through your future career if you're not consciously using that kind of process already. So I'm not viewing this, and I hope you don't view this, as any sort of quick fix session. That's not the intention of it. We're not trying to get any instant answers. We're not trying to solve any particular career problems at this point. But it's really just to start to look at the process and to start to think about the sorts of factors that you will review and revisit as you come to make career decisions in the future. Okay. It's a nice place to start. When you make your career choice, or you're thinking about the future, if you're able to identify something that you'll love doing, then fantastic. It's a nice thought that you'd never actually have to work again, because it's just fun. You just want to get out there, you want to do it, and you want to get involved. Some people are very fortunate and do feel like this. They really enjoy what they're doing. They feel hugely enthusiastic about it. They get a real kick out of it. Maybe not absolutely everything in their job, but on the whole, they really love what they're doing, and that's fantastic. You can start to think about your working life in a kind of 40-40-40 scenario, and I'll explain what I mean. Typically, we work about 40 hours a week. Typically, we'll work about 40 weeks in the year. And typically, we'll work for about 40 years in our life, okay? Give or take a bit. And basically, think about this 40-40-40 scenario. It's a heck of a lot of time, and so it really is worthwhile thinking about it, spending time thinking about it, thinking about how you're going to manage it, and spending time thinking about your career decisions very, very carefully. There is a bit of a thought that for some people, they'll spend a lot longer thinking about their annual holiday than they'll think spending about their career planning. So I'd really like to encourage you to give it that time. But I think for a lot of people, there is this anxiety built around it about how do you plan? What do you need to take account of? How do you actually make this kind of decision? So I'm hoping that by the end of this session, you'll feel a bit happier about how you'll go about it, or you'll know what kind of resources you can use. When you're thinking about your career, thinking about what you really love doing is fantastic, but you also obviously need to take account of the fact that whatever you do with your working life, your career is going to be your income producing asset. That's going to affect your lifestyle, it's going to affect your pension. So there are some other pressures apart from just what you love. If it goes together, fantastic, but some other factors there. We hope that you won't make a bad career decision. Some people do. Some people enter areas that isn't right for them. And that's, on the whole, okay, because you can change direction. Wherever you enter on graduating doesn't need to be where you're going to stay for the rest of your life. However, if you can minimize the mistakes, all to the good. Okay. I think quite often people wish there was somebody who would tell them what to do. But it tends not to be like that. And I think one thing that you really ought to hopefully grab hold of is that you can take control, you can shape your career and try and direct it in the way that you would like to make sure that you have a satisfying and rewarding career and hopefully the type of lifestyle that you would really like to aspire to. But before we go on any further, what I'd like to do is to get you to think about the career management process or what you think the career management process might involve. And to do that, what I'd like you to do is actually work together, work in small groups, maybe about three or four of you, perhaps with the people you're sitting next to. If you're not sitting next to anyone else, you can do this on your own, but you make it fairly tough for yourself. So you might want to kind of move together and join a couple of other people to do a little bit of brainstorming. And what I'm asking that you do is come up with a visual representation which logically links different aspects of career management. So I'm not kind of telling you what I think they are, but I'd like you to have a think about it yourselves, just really to get in the spirit of this and start to work out what kind of aspects you might want to take account of. That's what your white sheet of paper is for, just a blank sheet to let you start to doodle, to jot some things down. But what I must warn you about is before you doodle and jot things down is I'm going to gather these sheets in and I hope to be able to share some of your ideas on the visualizer. So, you know, do take this seriously and do try to write something down that might actually be visible. Some guidelines for this, not very many guidelines, but whatever you come up with, do it in diagrammatic form, flowchart, formula, pie chart, doesn't matter, jigsaw, whatever you want, some sort of diagrammatic form. Keep it general. Don't try and make it too specific to yourself if you've got very clear career ideas. Try and keep it quite general. Try and be creative. There's nothing right, there's nothing wrong about this. And you've got 5 minutes max to do it in, just a fairly quick exercise. So I'd like to let you get together, get your heads together, get the creative juices going, and see what you come up with.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just have a look at one or two of the things that have come up here. It doesn't matter how incomplete these things are. It doesn't matter at all. It's the fact that people are starting to think about it. So career, what's important, money, location, enjoyment, prospects, fine. Choosing a field, learning a field, planning advancement, pension, retirement, change, okay, looking through it, with hopefully not too much boredom there, but the possibility, I think the idea is you get learn, yeah, I like this idea, pick a field, learn a field, get bored once you know too much of it, yep, move on, develop, that's the idea I think in this one, isn't it? I think it's sort of developing through, which is great because you're reassessing where you're at, you're sort of replanning, that's good, right? I like the star here. Very good. Okay. Here we go. So career, income, money, enjoyment, preferably ethical, thinking about work-life balance, thinking about the working environment, location, moving country, commuting. Okay, good ideas. There's a lot of this holidays, finance, flexibility, social life, workmates, colleagues, yep. Joy, satisfaction, where you work, relationships, status, location, travel. Brilliant. And last one here, income, enjoyment, lifestyle, location. In fact, there are lots of similar themes coming up with all, well, virtually all of them. So it's interesting to look at the sorts of things that you're thinking about. There are no rights and no wrongs. That was great. Thank you all for entering into the spirit of that. Really, really, really valuable to see that. I think you could draw all sorts of models that incorporate all sorts of different ideas. I want to share one with you, which we've been using within the career service. And it's not to say that it's better than the concepts that you've got at all, but it's just to kind of look at one model. And this model is a two-part career management continuum model. So basically two parts, the making decisions and the implementing decisions. The idea of this one is, when it starts off with making decisions, engaged in the process, is the idea that you're not really going to control your career and push it forward unless you really want to, and you're actively thinking that you're going to take charge of it. So it's this kind of motivation and interest and drive to want to take charge of it. So that's the first thing. And then the idea two in the making decisions is that good, realistic, well-informed decisions are going to come out of this mix coming together of self-awareness and opportunity awareness. So the opportunity awareness being what's out there, what are the jobs, what are the opportunities, what are the courses, what's going on in industry, yep, knowing what's actually there, what's possible, thinking about new and emerging technologies, new opportunities that might be around, as well as older ones. And then the self-awareness, coming back and thinking about yourself, what's important to you and what you want, like the location you want to be in, the work colleagues you want to have. Thinking about things too, like what you're actually good at, your interests, your personal values, your personality and temperament. Yep. So thinking about all the things that might impact. And I think quite often, if people aren't making decisions well, they can look at what's out there, look at the opportunities and stick a pin in and think, oh, that'll do. But then there could be some conflicts with what's important to them. So it's quite important to look at both aspects and then try and pull that together. Okay. And of course, I think it's come out in one of the models there is career decision making is not a one-off process. We said that. So with the first decision, and just now your decision might well be around this, actually developing the opportunity awareness more, going out and getting the internship, getting the summer opportunity, getting the semester type job, implementing it, the other side of this, finding the opportunity, identifying it. So whether it's looking for adverts, being more creative, doing some networking, talking to people, however you find it, making the application, if it's something you have to apply for, but making the contact, finding out, presenting yourself appropriately, dealing with any form of selection process, be it online aptitude tests or non-online ones, interviews, assessment centres, whatever you might have to go through. Deciding what next, if you get a position, are you going to take it? If you don't get it, what are you going to do about it? Have you presented yourself well? Was it the right decision? Can you find other things elsewhere? And then reviewing progress. And I think it's all to do with the always looking ahead. Once you've got one position in the bag, like one internship for this summer, for instance, or work experience placement for this summer, it's what are you going to do next? Are you going to look for something the same for next year? Are you going to look for something different? Do you need to get more experience to broaden things out in a different way? Similarly, when you get near the end of your degree, it's what are you going to apply for and how are you going to apply? Are you going to go for the big graduate opportunities? Are you going to look for the small to medium size organisations? Are you going to go after the postgrad opportunities, or are you taking time out and heading off somewhere? I don't know. But deciding what you want to do, but all the time taking stock and coming back to thinking about what is it you really want. So what's important to you? What are your priorities? What are the opportunities? And pushing on from there. Okay. I want to illustrate this decision-making process with another little exercise. Thank you. Right, so I really am urging you all, if you physically can, if there's any problem, don't worry, but if you can, stand up. Now, what I'm going to do is read you out some statements. If you agree with the statement, please keep standing. And if you don't agree with it, you can sit down, okay? So stay standing if you would like to earn over $100,000 a year. Okay, fair enough. Stay standing if you would like to get a job that gives you opportunities to get promoted and have a luxurious lifestyle. Okay? Stay standing if you're happy to work in London or New York. Okay? Stay standing if you're interested in working in the finance sector. Goodness, right. Stay standing if you're happy working more than 70 hours a week. Okay. Stay standing if you don't mind occasionally having to cancel holidays at the last minute because of work. Stay standing if you would like to be an investment banker. Okay, maybe, okay. We're all different. Thank you very, very much for doing that and indulging me there. Basically, this exercise is all about values, about your values. Earning a large salary for most of you sounded quite attractive. Others might not be motivated in that way at all. But of course, if you do make that kind of decision, there are likely to be some lifestyle implications that go along with it, which might be negatives to go along with the pros of having that kind of income or potential lifestyle. So it may be a bit of a trade-off. And it is a case of trying to all the time assess what the pros are for you, what the positives are for you, and what the cons are for you. And any decision about careers is going to nearly always involve a combination of pros and cons, and that's how you're really making your decisions. However, if you're not sure about your own personal preferences and what's important to you, then you're making this process much, much more complicated. So it's just really good if you can start to tap into what's important to you and where your preferences actually are. So career choices can be linked to all sorts of things. The most common areas that people will assess in terms of thinking about themselves and making career choices are personal values. So what they feel is good and worthwhile, whether that's breaking new knowledge in a research environment, whether it's doing something for the good of society, whether it's working with any particular type of product or technology or whatever that really excites them. Their interests, abilities, achievements, work and life experience, your skills, personal qualities, subject-specific knowledge. So frequently things are going to be important to you that you start to identify elements and then hopefully start to draw up a list of your own personal priorities. Whoops. To help you identify these things, I have got not quite a quick fix, but almost. a career management booklet that has a series of 5-minute exercises to help you think about yourself. So there are just some really simple questions, some really simple exercises to help you do some self-assessment. You can pick one up before you go. Okay. Hopefully that'll be useful to you. Thinking about important factors that people in the past have said. In fact, the important factors that people have raised are not really dissimilar to a lot of the things that you were flagging up when you did your own diagrams there, so I wasn't too surprised by that. But things like location, and whether that's stay in Edinburgh or move to a UK city or work internationally, frequently it's something that is important. It may well be that you'll gain experience in one location and then move to where you would really like to be. Sometimes, for instance, if you really want to stay in Edinburgh, it might be there aren't that many opportunities, possibly, in the area that you're thinking of, and it might be in your interest to go somewhere else and then come back. That might suit, it might not suit you. Opportunities for advancement. And that's frequently a big, big drive for people, and it may well be that they're not so bothered about the starting salary because they really want something that's going to get them the right experience and they feel is going to allow them to push ahead. So again, it's priorities. Salary, we spoke about salary last time. Working hours, lots and lots of people will talk about work and life balance and that being crucially important for them. They don't want work to take over their life. They want to have time for their friends and for their personal interests and for other things they want to do. Great, no problem with that. A lot of companies respect it. But of course, other people will decide that in the short term, they really want to put in the effort, they want to work hard, they want to work hard and do a part-time master's or something like that, because they feel that will pay dividends and possibly get their career really moving. But it's thinking about your own priorities. Altruism, doing something worthwhile. Loads of graduates talk about wanting to work in development, not necessarily all IT graduates, but loads of graduates do. Or working in the public sector really drives some people forward, all different. Ethical companies can be a big issue. Working environment, for some that is working with fellow professionals or working in a fast-moving company or working in a plush office or working in a rural community. I mean, it can be all types of things. Lots of people will talk about this professional autonomy. They really want to be able to make a difference. They want to be able to make some decisions. They want to be able to have some control over the work they do. It's not to say that any of these are right or wrong for you, but just things that you might want to address when you're starting to reflect on yourself and what's important for you. Okay. It's kind of moving on again. What happens next? How can you move this forward? The self-awareness, I mentioned the booklets, they're certainly good. We do have a career management part of the Career Service website, which will help you move forward. And there are other tools available in terms of thinking about yourself, such as Prospect Planner, a tool that you would find from our website that helps you look at yourself, or Target Jobs have now got a sort of career planning element to it as well. Opportunity awareness and finding what's out there. Well, we really addressed this last week. However, you can certainly use the Career Service. You can look at Sage for vacancies, for opportunities. You can attend employer events. There aren't so many at this time of year, but certainly when you come back in third year, you'll be back in September. The Careers Fair kicks off late September, early October, when we'd expect a lot of IT recruiters and other recruiters on campus. There will be a whole program of employer recruitment events, evenings in hotels or in city centre venues where you can go and hear presentations and talk informally to people to find out more. We'll probably do an informatics alumni event where past graduates will come in and talk to you, probably, not absolutely written up yet, but I would expect so. So there'll be a number of things happening where you can take advantage of things that are going on around the campus. And obviously you can research your ideas using some of the websites that we mentioned two weeks ago. I don't want to dwell on that. But what is important is to make sure that you keep developing your experience and your skills all the way through and just start thinking ahead and keep thinking ahead. Try and set some goals, try and set some plans and see what you can do to actually try and achieve what you want to. And lastly down there, at any time, you're very welcome to use the Career Service to book a one-to-one appointment or to use our drop-in or to use the resources that are around. However, I don't want to end this session here because we've got another thing which I really hope will get you thinking a bit. Golden ticket. Have you all got the golden sheet? Yep. What we're going to do now is a visualization exercise. So an exercise where you have to project yourself into the future and try to think ahead to what you aspire to and what you hope your lifestyle might be like. Okay? So what we're actually doing is we're thinking 5 years in the future. So we've suddenly projected ourselves to today in 2016. Okay, so you might want to think about what age you are and the fact that you'll have now graduated, you've kind of moved on, things are a wee bit different. Okay, and just to think about it a bit more, some images. iPod implants, everyone seems to have them. The Rio Olympics are coming up this summer, so everyone's probably looking forward to that. We're kind of can probably vaguely just about remember that odd political duo that was going on in the past, but we've now moved on, that's gone, completely gone. The Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games, we're feeling quite nostalgic about that, it was good, you probably went to see some, quite enjoyable, but it's past, done and dusted, we're now thinking of Rio, right, really moving on. Okay, so a wee bit of sort of scene setting for this. So you're thinking about where you would like to be in your life at this point. So if you start by writing the date on your golden ticket, okay? So it's the 15th of February, 2016. That's where you're at. And in a moment, what I'm going to do is read you out a series of questions. And what I want you to do is not be inhibited in any way, because this is yours. No one else is going to see it unless you want to. I promise I'm not putting anything in the visualizer. Absolutely promise that. Okay, so the exercise is for you. So write down anything that comes to mind. It's just a few words, a few thoughts. Some of you, I think, will find this easy. Some of you, I think, will find this incredibly difficult. But just try and think, try and go with it, and try and jot something down as things come in your mind. Okay, the idea, it's your ticket. It's your ticket to any future that you want. So we're talking about ideals and really anything you want it to be at this point. Okay, so moving on here. Okay, so first of all, what are you doing? Are you working, studying? Are you traveling? Are you taking time out? Are you doing something different or unusual? If you've got a job or you're studying, what are you doing? Write down anything that comes into your head. Okay, so 2016. Next, think about the knowledge, talents, and skills you're using. If you're working and using your degree, are you using your degree subject knowledge? And if so, which parts of your degree? Are there any practical skills you're using? Are you working on web-related systems, with architecture, games or animation or robotics or something completely and utterly different? Perhaps you're using different skills or talents. Maybe you're playing music or being creative. Working with people, working in a team, selling things, explaining ideas. You might be researching, providing consultancy services to different businesses or individuals. So think about the knowledge and skills and talents you're using and just jot anything down on your golden ticket. Okay? What about the environment you're in? Are you in a large multinational company? Are you working in a university or studying in a university? Are you with a small to medium-sized enterprise? Or maybe you're self-employed? Maybe you're working in the public sector, maybe you're working in the private sector. Are you in the UK or are you in a different country? Again, jot any ideas down. What's your lifestyle like? Where are you living? Are you in Edinburgh, London, Manchester, New York? Are you sharing a house or a flat? Or are you living in your own? Who's nearby? Is it friends, family, work colleagues? Have you made lots of new friends, or are you still with the same kind of group that you're with just now? What have you achieved in the last 5 years? Your degree? What did you get? Have you gained work experience? Have you travelled? Have you played sports, run a marathon, lived abroad, raised money for charity, entered a highly competitive career area, gained a master's degree, become a professional member of the British Computing Society, possibly? Anything that comes into your mind, again, just jot down. What risks have you taken? Have you done any risk or taken any risk of taking you out your comfort zone a little? Anything that challenged you? Have you overcome any obstacles or fears? Could be as simple as talking to someone, overcoming a dislike of giving presentations, learning to swim or play the trumpet. What have you done? Anything that you feel that you'll have done, you can jot down. And finally, what did you do at university to make this happen? What did you do at university to help yourself? Or who else helped you? Was it a lecturer? Was it each other? Was it some friendly employer, career service, whoever? Did you have to work particularly hard on your degree? Did you go on extra courses to improve your language skills or presentation skills or negotiation skills? Did you research your goals and ambitions and really find out about where you wanted to get to? Did you build your work experience so that you really stood out when you graduated? Did you take advantage of student programs to gain new skills? Did you join different clubs and societies? And did you make a real contribution to those? Again, anything that you did while you're at university, just jot down. Okay. The idea of this exercise is to help you to develop a more complete picture of what your future might look like, or certainly a more complete picture than you had 10 minutes ago before we started, hopefully, if some ideas started to roll. As I say, some of you probably did find it easy, and others of you probably didn't find it so easy. It doesn't matter, it's just starting the process, it's scratching the surface and starting to look ahead a bit. If you do have some sort of vision, some sort of future plan, again, it's easier to start to pull everything else together and to start to get the right types of experience to take you there, and also to make sure that you actually do achieve it. Okay. So as I said, this exercise that you've just done is obviously completely yours to fold up and hide, or to come back and reflect on, or to share with your friends, or do whatever you would like to do. But I hope that it's something that you'll come back to think was actually quite useful and you might want to reflect on again, possibly review it, possibly start to develop it a little bit further forward. Okay. What's next? This whole kind of careers in the curriculum, as we call it, these series of sessions we do through the years. We did one last year, as most of you will probably remember, making the most of university, which was all just about getting involved. Obviously, 2 weeks ago, we were trying to look at the opportunities, what's out there. Today, much more about this career planning process and how you can take control and things that might impact on your decision making. Next year, we'll try and get together at the beginning of the year and try and touch base on this getting experience, really, because third year is the big year for internships. That's when most things are available to you. There are things available now, but certainly next year there's more. So we'll try and touch base and just try and pick up on these things. And also try and pick up on applications, interviews at that stage too. We can do something earlier, but there's quite a few things. I think ComSoc did something last week, did they? Yeah, some people are nodding. But if you need help with these things, do let me know, email me, drop into the service, and I'll try and respond to any demands or requests coming through like that. But next year, we'll try and do an alumni event, a Meet the Graduates event. And final year, we always touch base again to think about reviewing at that point, once people are in the final year, what do you need to address? But what we're doing within informatics and within all the different schools, academic schools, is really just touching the surface. And I do want to highlight that the Career Service has got lots of different events going on all the way through the year. So only a few things are actually for you and your discipline. And I won't apologise for touching upon the same themes time and time again, because I think there are themes that do need to be repeated and just recapped on, or a check again to see where you've actually got to. So I know there's a bit of repetition runs through these things, but hopefully that's actually going to be something that's useful for you. And just a reminder, if you haven't found us, we're at Buccleuch Place. You are genuinely welcome to use us any time at all, so please do so. Whether it's to browse the resources or whether you want to come in and have a chat about anything to do with career planning at all. I want to actually draw this session to an end. I'm sure it's approaching 5 o'clock and a Tuesday evening. I'm sure everyone's wanting to sort of head off now. But I will ask, since the pink sheets were there, the evaluation sheets, it's really hugely useful to us to get some feedback. I know it can be a bit of a pain, a bit repetitive to do that, but if you can jot down anything, it really is valuable. But what I would also say this time is, if there are career-related topics that you feel we are not addressing, either generally as a service or specifically within informatics, scribble it somewhere on that sheet and I'll take note and we'll review whether we can do anything about it. Always up for suggestions on these things. Okay? But thank you for bearing with me. What I have also got, as I said, are the career management exercises. I have an exercise sheet. I'll put that out. And also the handouts from last week. A couple of you were here last week, and if you want to pick those up, then you can certainly do that sometimes. But if you can jot down a couple of comments, that'd be wonderful, and leave them with me. But all the best, and please do get in touch if it can be of help. Okay, thank you.
The stuff that you dealt with last week,
the only thing I brought from last week was, you've got that handout, this one, yep. And there's sort of two sides, and one of it is back onto the sort of building utilities. Think about what you can do. And then, oh, you've missed it. There's one missing. There should be another side.